before. Yet last Gemara will start off again from that Tesla base. The bottom Gemara again says that a pilu b'tzorich shemayim. Here the Mishnah said a chiddush that an isha usually every time she gives birth she has to bring a korban yoledis. She has to bring two tziporim, two birds. What's going to be though? Sometimes she can give birth a few times and she only has to bring one korban. So the case is, let's say she gave birth once. The loch is now like she gave birth to a girl, so she's tummy for 14 days. And then there are 66 days you may tyra. So after the 80th day and the 81st day, that's when she first has to bring the korban. Let's say she was mafil, she had a miscarriage during those 80 days. So like, it never came a time to bring a korban. And then again, she was mafil again within the 80 days. So at the end, she only has to bring one korban for all these ladies. Reb Yudin, the Mishnah said, no, Reb Yudin said, the first lady, you have to bring korban for that one. Now the second one that she was mapped, she had a miscarriage within 80 days, so we overlooked the second one. But then the third one, she was had a miscarriage with the second one, with the third one. Since that's more than 80 days after the first one, so for the third one you would have to bring a korban. And then the fourth one you overlook, and the fifth one you would have to bring. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. So more says like this. The Gemara says that kishtim tzlaim, if you want to say, but the deeper review, the current review, that Vlad Rishon Gorim Umaylet. Therefore Rishon Moina. Therefore you count from the first one. But the current review, which Vlad is that causes you to bring a carbon? It's the first time he gave birth. So the first time she gave birth, then we have to wait till 81 days pass by. And after 81 days pass by, like that's the chiyuv to bring a carbon then. So even though she was mapped in between, so what? I look at the first one, and that's mechayev to bring a korban. So even though she had a second miscarriage in between, I overlook that miscarriage. But once the 81 days are up, then we start over again. So by the third miscarriage, that's mechayev for a second time to bring a korban. That's a view this far. The more said, well, divrei chachamim, according to chachamim, v'lad sheni gerim. Like it's, she gave birth once. And now within 80 days, if she gives a miscarriage, so the second kid is what caused her to bring the korban. And Keseda, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, it's always the last one that's mechayva to bring the korban. And therefore, she only has to bring one korban for these ladies. That's called different korban, falat sheni gurum. So Gemara says now, therefore, sheni moina. Now, Gemara says, kishtim slam, you just want to say like this, chur pshita, it has to be that way. Hoch isa, there's no other way to learn. So Mora says, the Chiddush is Ma'pelis Tumim. In the case, let's say she had twins. She became pregnant with twins, and then one had a miscarriage now, and one had a miscarriage a little bit later. So that's the Chiddush. And then in this case, I would have thought to say, the Ma'pelis Tumim, when she had a miscarriage from the two twins that she had, maybe Rabbi Yudla Rabbonin, maybe Rabbi Yudla would agree to the Rabbonin, that there's only a chi of one korban. And not more, and not for every second one, like you have to bring a korban. Is Kamash Nasta Chiddush know that still Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda knows even if there was a miscarriage from twins, it would be the same halacha. That for the first one you have to bring a korban. And anything that happens after 81 days later, will be mechayev to bring a second korban. That's the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even when it was twins, still we say, with the third one you'd have a chiyuv to bring your own korban. Now the Gemara says, Iborlu, you have a question like this, Yandaf Yud. Iborlu, you have a question like this. The Tuma Mali Amr Rav Yehuda. What would Rav Yehuda say about Hilchos Tuma? Rashi says it means, Meyisle Melois Lisheni Linyan Yemei Toyer. When she had a miscarriage, the second one, do we count those days for Tuma to give her Yemei Toyer? What does that mean to say? The Gemara says, Me Amrina, do I say, Ad Kan Loi Kamar Lei Rav Yehuda. Vlad Sheni command Lesi Domi. When does Rabbi Yehuda say before that the second miscarriage we just overlook? She had a first miscarriage, so she had to bring a korban for that. Now, even though she had a second miscarriage within the first 80 days, Rabbi Yehuda held we overlooked the second miscarriage. And then the third miscarriage, that happened after 80 days, after the first one, that's Mechayev to bring a second korban. So when does Rabbi Yehuda say you overlook the second miscarriage? When does Rabbi Yehuda, is that kind of like a Vlad Sheni command Lesi Domi? El Linyan Korban. Just that the second miscarriage just doesn't bother us with Ilchus Korbanis. We overlook the second one, and therefore the third one is Mechaibus to bring a Korban. But why Kivan de la Yotza Shor Shiru Yelakruba Korban? Because since when she had the second miscarriage, it was in the first 80 days, so it didn't come a time yet that's fit for to bring a Korban, or Yeledis can't bring a Korban until after 80 days pass by. So Hoyel V'chein, therefore, Vlad Sheni Kmand Lesedami. When she had the second miscarriage within the first 80 days, we overlook it, it's like not here at all, it can't be Mechaibur or Korban. Therefore, the second one we overlook, and the third one will be Mechaibur or second Korban. Maybe that's what you, the Svara. Avu Linyan Tumah. But here it's a question, now that she became Tomei, Linyan Dam Tumah, Avu Linyan Tumah, maybe Avu Linyan Tumah V'tayram, Amos Rule Kamand Yisidami. So maybe the second time she had a miscarriage, we look at that Dam. Umifstakot Tumah Tisheni. And the Mela, when she had that miscarriage, at that time she became Tomei. So the Dam Lady was Metamah. So it stops, it's a Mafsik, the, when it's Tomei, Umistakot Tumah Tisheni, Umamali Yimei Tairo Tirishan. So you'll have to do now is, we, it's like this, when you first give birth to a girl, so Midiraisa, she's Tomei for the next 14 days. Then the Lochra, after the 14 days, she goes to the Mikvah. And then any dam she sees the next 66 days is called dam tor, midiraisa, even though she sees blood, still she's tor. So she has 66 days called yimei tayra. Now here, during those 66 days, she had a second miscarriage. So I would say now is, the time when she had the miscarriage, that dam came out then, was dam late, was metamro. It like took away from this part of the 66 days. So what we have to do now is, after she finishes that dam of the ledo, we'll have to continue on another few days to give her umamala yoyme tayra derishon. We'll have to finish up first to give her our 66 days of tayra from the first one. For all the money you may tayra lisheni, and then she'll first start counting you may tayra of the second one. So in other words, there'll be a little bit cool over here, that you give her a lot of more days, that even though she sees dam, will always be considered dam tor. Or you do maybe know, the Rabbi Yehuda chum rudi yislei. When does the Yehudi say, I overlooked the second Leda, the son of the Geir to Luchumra, to Machmir, to Mechaiv, to bring a Korban? Avul Hoch or Kulhu? Or if you want to say that for Tyra, that we look as if there was a Leda, and we want to extend now to give him more days of Tyra, Kulhu, for Kulhu Leslay. Maybe that Yehudi doesn't say, Yehudi only says a Luchumra, to be Mafish Korbanis. Rashi says, but v'yoyv yimei tumav yimei tayra l'sheni mishas leidos v'ilach ad malayish yimei tumav tayra avakula leslay liyas yimei ha-tumav nikroyim al shmoy disheni liyas goymrim ha-shlom l'rishay tachtayim v'vimil said that we don't say. So maybe Yehuda never said his avol locha l'kula only l'kumra. That's the shayla. Samar says, Amar Rafuna Misuria Toshma, coming here. It says what? Yoledes, a lady gave birth. So, Shechten Vazorkin Oleha, V'yoim Mem Lezochor, or V'yoim Shmuel Lenekeva. If the 40th day after she gave birth to a Zochor, or the 80th day after she gave birth to a Nekeva, you let her shech the Korm Pesach for her. If that day comes out on Erev Pesach, you could shech for a Korm Pesach and Vazorik the Dam. And at night time, she could eat the Korban Pesach. Samara says, the question, why? Ad kan tumu l'kuru v'zona the 80th day, she's still tummy, so she's still mechusa kapara. Until she brings a korban on the next day, she can't eat kachim. So how could she bring a korban pesach now? She's still like mechusa kapara. The Yom HaRechid said, I'll tell you, Mani Rav Yudi, goes according to Rav Yudi Shita. The Yom that he says, Vlad Sheni command the lesi dummy, that the Vlad Sheni is considered like it's not here. Rashi says, Umukim, therefore, puts it home, this must be sin, be Yoledes Tumim, the case that she gave birth to twins, she was pregnant with twins. Be Yoledes Tumim Ayoim, Echod, Visheni Lemocher, which she gave, had a miscarriage on one today, and the second twin came out the next day. To Mem Disheni, so when you count the 40th day from the second later, really that's the 41st day from the first one. For Hayoim Ruil Harvey Karbonis, Therefore, since it's the 41st day of the first one, it's fit to bring a korban. It was a zachar. Halorishan. Fiyashmin, that's the chiddush, that you could bring a korban Pesach on this day. Fiyafilu mechaperos kapor liyach ashkit of pischa. In other words, if it's the day, if it's the 41st day or the 81st day for Nikeva, that she is fit to bring a korban to Tyra today, so therefore she could bring the korban Pesach first, let somebody shecht it for her, and later she'll bring a tipurim, she'll become Tor, and then she keep the korban Pesach at night. That's good. Someone says that price that says 40 and 80, it means where she gave birth to, she had a miscarriage on twins, and it's 40 and 80 from the second one, which is 41 or 81 from the first one. So it goes according to the Yudhi Shita. So those Vlad Shane is command lesson. We don't count the second Vlad. So it's only negated to the first one, therefore she's Tor. But the question is, V'yamrit, if you want to tell me though, that the Tumah, negated is Tumah of the later itself. Svila Lev Yehuda. Vlad Shani command Yisidami, that the second later is Metamah. She does become Tameh for the second later. So then the question is, Heche Shachtin in the law. V'yoyim Emem Luyurta. Namin Le Motsi Yochla. How could you shech the Korban Pesach on the 40th day? She's still tummy. She can't eat from a Korbanus until the 41st day. So if you tell me now that if you agrees when she had a second miscarriage that it gives her Tumah V'Tayra, so she's not fit to bring the Korban Pesach, so how could you bring it for her? So was Elo Lav Shramina, shouldn't this be a proof that L'Tayra V'Tumah Svila Rab Yudah V'Lad Sheni command Delesi Domino, that negate the Tumah V'Tayra he also holds. The second later does nothing. It doesn't even, it's not Metamah either. Therefore, the Iker is only from the first later. And from the first later, it's now 41 days or 81 days. Therefore, she can bring the Korban Pesach. So, who is the according of Yudah that has no Tum at all the second later? So, Mor says, no. Le'yelim really, I'll tell you, I'm not going to tell you, Le'tum of Etairus, Philo Rab Yudah, the Vlad Sheni command Yisidami. No, that Negate the Tum of Etairus, the second later does cause the tumah. She does become tumah because of the second later. The chitani he, I, how come this price says then that you could bring a korban pesach on the 40th day or the 80th day for zocher from the keva? Ah, she's not 50 kachim yet. So let's see, you're talking about now the pesach, habo v'tumah. Talking about bechlal, the pesach that comes with tumah. There's rov with the tzibu is tumah. So since Rova the Tzibu is Tamei, you could bring this Korban even though you're Tamei. So that's why this Isha could bring the Korban. Because even though she's Tamei, we're talking about our Korban Tzibu, the Korban Pesach, that comes with Tumah. The Nitma Rova Kavash says, V'yishtori Tumah L'gabei. If even though you're Tamei, still you're allowed to bring the Korban. Here, for the Gemara, Omi Ochla, even if you want to say that Pesach comes betumah, but are you allowed to eat from it? For your Tanan, we learned like this: Pesach haba betumah. In case we have rov with the tzibur is tamei, so you can bring the Pesach even though the tamei. But the locher is lo yoichle menenu zovim v'zovis nidus v'yoledis. It says clearly that people that are tamei, if rather they're not tamei mace, they have other tumors on them, they cannot eat from the korban. So still, Akash, how could this yoledis eat from the Korban Pesach, Aishis Tamei? So Mora says, the Hilay Achli, when do we say these Zovim Zovim cannot eat from it, that Kiloy Tfilin, that they didn't go to the mikveh yet? Kitan Yi, after we learned by us, the Sheikh the Mizrachin Aleh, Dor Tovla, he was talking about she went to the mikveh already. Since she went to the mikveh, that's why she could eat from the Korban. For Gemara Yochiv, so, Mishmini Dilei, Hu Dechazia. If so, then the Isha goes to the mikveh after the eighth day. The law is, let's say she gave birth to a zohar. So she's tummy for 7 days, and on the eighth day she can go to the mikveh. So you're telling me now that once she went to the mikveh, she could eat from the Korban Pesach, so you could have said it happened on the eighth day also then, on not only the 40th day, even the eighth day also. Samura says, no. I tell you, Mishmini, Yochum Mishmini delay with Hudukhazi. Samura says, no, Mishmini lechazi. On the eighth day, she's not fit to eat from the Korban yet. So, because this time holds, Tful Yom Dezav Kizav Domi. Like, even though she went to the mikveh now, but calls to mind she doesn't get the tumor off completely, it's like a Tful Yom of Kizav, has the same look like a Zav Domi. See, also, she cannot eat from the kachim until it comes the 40th day. For the Gemara, Yochi, if so, the Yoim Mem Nami Lechazia. Even on the 40th day, she's not fit, because she can't bring a korban until the 41st day, so she's still considered like a Yoim Arichtas, like one long Din Tumas Zav, or Tumas Yeledis here. So also she cannot eat from the korban Tesach. So verse says, lie, you know, the Yoim Mem Chazia, I tell you it's not true what you're saying, on the 40th day, she gave birth to a Zohar. So on the 40th day, then she's considered fit to eat from a korban. Why? Because Kisova, this time holds, Mechusik Kippurim Dezav, Lav Kezav Dami. Like once it came the 40th day, that's really when his tumah goes off. Just as Allah, he starts to bring a korban, that he first brings, on the, or she brings the korban on the 41st day. But that the Mechusik Kippurim, Mechusik korban, that's not Kezav Dami. It doesn't look like a tumah zav. He's tam tomei, or she's tam tomei. See, since the korban pesach was brought for tumah, she would be allowed to eat from the korban pesach. So it's a chiluk that once it came the 40th day, then she's only mechusar a korban. Then the yoledes goes off her. Furthermore, the rov, according to rov, the yom that he holds, know that mechusar kipurim dezav kezav dami. That if a zav was tomei before he brings his korban, he still has the same malachas like a zav. So the same thing would apply by yoledes also. Before she brings the korban, she still has the tumah of Yeledes. So look where Akachi from this korban over here. So, Homas Bith Nechim Metaris, how's the answer to this price over here? So, Marint is Omar Ravashi, Rova Metaris Law, Vyoim Mem Liyitzira Zohar, or Vyoim Shmoinim Liyitzira Snekeva. That Rova is going to answer Nechnami. Rova was the one that said, Mechusi Kippurim is Lav Kizav Domi. So, Rova says, the case is, where is the 40th day of the Yitzira or the 80th day? In Echnami, that's good. The Mor says like this, no. Ula Rav is like this. The Yom HaMechusik Urim Dezav Kezav Domi Hom Asnit Nechi held the answer to this price. Om Ravashi, Rav Metals like this, that B'yoyim Mem Yitzira Zohra. We're not talking about that she gave birth once and 40 days later. Here it's a Shiloh that she had the miscarriage on the 40th day of the Yitzira. In other words, she became pregnant 40 days ago, as she had the miscarriage on the 40th day itself. And Rabbi Shmuel, he grows according to Rabbi Shmuel, she to Yom, he holds, Lezocher Mem V'yechod, V'nekeva Shemayna V'yechod, that he holds that if she's not pregnant for 41 days with the Zohar, so that she has the miscarriage before that, because she has no tumas later. So that's why she's levy from the Korban Pesach. She has no tumas later. And that's Rabbi Shmuel, she to Nekeva also. She's, when does she have a tumas later? Only if she was pregnant at least 81 days with this Nekeva, and then she has the miscarriage, that's Metama gives it to us later. That's Tran the Braisa. When she had the miscarriage on the 40th day of the Yitzira of the creation of the kid, so therefore, and has no Tumas later. So that's why she creeped from the Korban Pesach. So Moses says, so what? So still, typically the Tumahi, Mishum Nida belayed, Mishum Tumas Nida Rana. So how could she from the Korban Pesach? Tumas Nida also can't eat from the Korban Pesach. So Moses says, no, belayed Yavishta. She gave birth without any blood at all. It was a dry birth. There was no blood there. Lady of Ishtar. For the Moriyachi, if so, my name is, what's the Kiddush then? If it is not cold like she had a lady, she gave birth, and there was no dam there, so it's pshita she's Torah. So as a matter of time, I would have thought to say, no, it's impossible that a kid should come out from her womb, and that there's no dam came out with it. Kamashmulon, yes, that the Chiddush here is the Efshel Psichas HaKeber Bloy Dam. It's possible that the miscarriage came out, and the womb opened up, and still no blood came out. That's the Chiddush that she's Tor, and that's why she can eat from the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, Omer Reb Shmaya, Tor Shema, come in here. The Pasuk says, Shishim. This is the Pasuk in Vayikra that it says that when the cave is tailored, if she gives birth to a girl, first she's tummy for 2 weeks or 14 days. Then the pasuk says v'shishim yoim, v'sheishis yomim, 60 days and 6 days. Teishav al demei Torah. That for the next 66 days, even if she sees dam, she's Torah. So the pasuk divides it up in shishim yoim, v'sheishis yom. So Toshma says shishim. Yochai, I would have thought to say these 60 days, bein ritzuf and bein mifuzarim, whether they're straight one after another, or whether the Mufazorim spread out, like we had before, according to Yud, it's possible a case that she has another miscarriage in between that makes a division in between. Tamlem, the Pasuk says, no Yoim, Shishim Yoim Mashma, it has to be consecutive one after another. Ma Yoim, just like a day, is Rotsuf, it's 24 hours straight. Is Af Shishim, Kulim Ritufim, all 60 days have to be straight. Samura says, Mani, who does this price go like? Elaim, if you want to tell me, according to the Rabbanim Shita, Miyiste le Rabbanim Mufuzorim, according to Rabban, you don't have a case where it's scattered out at all. According to Rabban, when she has two miscarriages, you always go after the second miscarriage. So you always have to count 60 days from the second one. So it's never hefsek, you never have a division in between. Because if she has another miscarriage, you're always starting over. So from the time when you count counting the last 66 days, there's never an interruption in between. So you don't need a pastor to teach me this. El olav isn't the brayza. Going according to Rabbi Yudi, she's according to Rabbi Yudi. Now, omidika yoiv loy shishim tufim badi adodi. Since you say now according to Rabbi Yuda, you have to count the 60 days straight without a break in between. Shemamina, we hear a proof from here that chumra istel Rabbi Yuda, but kula less late. That Rabbi Yuda holds. If you have a second miscarriage, we don't care. We don't look at it. That's only negayat to hilchos kabbonis. That we say lechumra, he does not count the second one in order to be able to count the third one for a new chiyuv korban. But negayat to hilchos tumah v'tayra to go lekula, that he does not do. Therefore, we go lechumra to say that we do not make the interruption. Therefore, we have to count 66 days straight, and then you start counting the second later. Is the clearly contributor for tumah v'tayra? He does not go lekula, but rather go lechumra. So again, so kula lesle, meaning to say, according to Yuda, that when she has a second miscarriage, we count now the dinam of Yimei Tumah V'Tayra from the second Leda, Enechanami. He also agrees that the Chumra for Tumah V'Tayra, we only give a 66 days straight of Tayra, and we don't be mashlimit from the first miscarriage. As the clear according to Yuda, you did not give the first one a din Tumah V'Tayra. Samar says no. Le'olim really atay this brassic goes according to Rabbanon Chiti. Le'olim Rabbanon he. So the question was, when you need a pasuk for it, it's impossible otherwise. The answer is, V'hocha b'mayaskino. We're talking about over here, Le'yoledes zochor mitoich shmoinim shon nekeva. That first she gave birth to a nekeva, then in the middle of that, she had a miscarriage of a zochor later. So Rashi says, the Avminer is, that she, sometimes she can finish off the mate tayer of the zochor, before you even finish off the 8 days of the Nekeva. So that would have been the case, it would be hefsek in between, Kamashmon would not mafsek in between. The Mora says no. The Mora says, that safe, sholmim yoyme de kadmoi, that first you finish the first days, v'yad kan de basroi lo shalmim, and you didn't finish the last days. So Rabbanan levlad sheni money, because according to Rabbanan Chitris, you always count after the second later. So you always have anyway, that you have to first start counting after the second later, and if it was a zoch, you only need 40 days more. So you never have the case to have an interruption anyway. So when it says Elo Radim, Mishkachas, you could find like this to Rabbanan, you can find the case according to Rabbanan Chitris like this. Be Yoledis Tumim, where she gives birth to twins, Nikeva Kedmaisa, that the first one was in the Keva, the Zohar Basroi, and the second one came out as a Zohar. We're going to Yelidatei LeZohar Basroi, the Yesrim, that she gave birth to the Zohar 20 days later. She had the miscarriage on the Zohar, the Basroi, the Yesrim, the Yoimei Taira, in the 20th day of the Yoim Taira of the Nekeva. So first it was in the Keva, there was 14 days of Tumah, and then she started to count the 66 days of Tyra, and after 20 days of Tyra passed by, that's when she had the miscarriage to a Zohar. And really, by since it was only 20 days afterwards, so you still have another, like, 46 days to go. So for the Zohar Baklal, you finish after 40 days later. So therefore, you still have the first count, because the second count finished before you finish the first count. So Mora says, what the boy minkat lay Shiva Yoime Tumah Deleda, that now that she had a miscarriage for Zohar, she'll have to have Tumah, she'll be Tumah for 7 days. Delayed the tumma in the cave of the firstborn shall have tumma now 7 days. Vohikom, this is what the Braisa means to say. Yochai would have thought to say, Heicha, the Yoda, Tumin, when she had a miscarriage of twins, Nikeva Mikora, the first one came out was a girl, Vizocha Lipsaif, and the second one that came out was the Zohar, that Tavstik Tumma Dileidom, the Mitziah. I would have thought to say that now when the Zohar comes out, she has a Tumma Nida, Tumma Lady one of her 7 days, so those 7 days could be Mavsik, interruption between the Meitor, of the first miscarriage of the Nikeva. For Nimni law, Shisha Vishishim of Zorim, and you should be able to count 66 days, even though they're spread out. It means first you count 20 days that you made Tyra for the first Nikeva, and then she had the miscarriage of the Zochos of the next 7 days, she has Tumas Leda, and after she becomes Torah from that, then you continue counting on the rest of the 66 days for the first Leda. So I would have thought to say you could count those 66 days with an interruption. On this Talmud, I'm only supposed to say no. Yom says Shishim Yom, that Ma Yom, just like a day, Kula Ratzif, it's one day, is complete, there's no division between the days. It's a complete day. Is Av Shishim, more than these 60 days, Kula Matzuf must all be one after another. So Kitz says no Raya, what a beautiful hold, this could go according to Rabbanan also. Omer Abayi, Abayi says, Toshma, come in here. The other thing, the Pasuk before says, by Zohar it says, Shleishim. By Zohar, when you give birth to a Zohar, she's tummy for 7 days, and then she has 33 days, you may tire again, it says, Shleishim Yoim, or Shleishis Yom, and divides it up there also. So Toshma, Shleishim, when it says 30. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Bein Mitzuf, and Lemmy for Zohar, the same thing, maybe these 30 days could be straight, or sometimes you have an interval, a break in between. Talmud Lemmy says, no, the word Yoim, that Ma Yoim Kulerot, so just like a day is a complete 24-hour period straight, Av Shleishim Mitzufim is straight, is the man who does this price to go like? Elaine, if you want to tell me, goes according to Rabbanan Shita, Omi Isklel the Rabbanan hold this Svarav, Omi Isklel the Rabbanan Mifuzarim, the Rabbanan do not hold the Shita Mifuzarim altogether separate, because the Rabbanan hold, you always go bust for a second later. You never have an interval, a break in between the first count. You don't care about the first count. You always go straight to the second one. Hami Rabbanan Rabbanan say, Levlaz Sheini Mani, you always count from the second later. El Olav is in the breath. Going according to Rabbi Yudhi. Ushma Mina, then we should have this proof again that Chumri is lay, Kula Leslay. Rabbi Yudhi only says his din, the Chumra, about the second lady, that you'll have a Chiyuv Korban the second time, but not Lekula. Lekula doesn't say this, so Lekula also agree that the second lady counts, and again, the Tumah V'Tayra, you always start counting from the second lady. So also there'll never be an interval in between. So this is one proof, that the Beauty Shita is only in the Mishnah was Lekumra for the Korban, but here if you made Tumah V'Tayra, he also agrees you always count from the second one. It always has to be Ritzufim, you can't have intervals in between. Now, the Yoit, secondly, Yom Ravashi says like this, Tosh Shema, the Pasuk ends off of Visheshish Yomim, by the later of the Nekeva, when it says Shishim Yom, Visheshish Yomim, Yoch Lir also, these last 6 days, Bein Ritzufim, Bein Fuzorim, he's going to be either straight Tyra, or else a break in between, Tam Lehman says Shishim, 60, that Mashish, just like with Dashman 4 by Shishim, Kulim Mitzufim have to be one after another. Av Shisha, these last six, the 66 days, Kulim Mitzufim have to be one after another. So again, man, who does the price to go like? Elaine, if you want to tell me, goes according to Rabbanan Shita, Meyistlu the Rabbanan Mefuzorim, the Rabbanan hold from the Shita altogether Mefuzorim, Hami Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold, Levlad Sheini Mani, that you always count the Tumah V'Tayra, Yitri Korban, from the second Leda. So then there's the last lady you have, last miscarriage she has. So when you start counting from there are no breaks in between. Because if there would be a break in between, another lady, like another miscarriage, so you start over again. And you only count from the second one, not from the first one. So according to Rabbanan, there's no breaks anyway. What do you need a pasuk for? El Olav isn't this pasuk, going according to Rabbi Yehudi. Which I mean again, there's another proof that that's the pshat, that Chumr Islay. That's what the view that holds in the Mishnah, we skip the second miscarriage, and we're Mechayiv, and when she has a third miscarriage, a second carbon, that he says that's only Lechumra. But Kula Leslay, But Lekuli Afilchus Tuma V'Tarvi doesn't hold like this. And with Tuma V'Tarvi he also agrees that every miscarriage she has, like if it's less than 80 days in between, she has to start counting over again from the second Leda. And the Tuma of Yimei Tyra starts from that left Leda. Again, if it wasn't the Kevel, so for the next 14 days she's Tummy, then it goes for 66 days, it's called Yimei Tyra. But there's no intervals in those 66 days, it's only straight. Because if there would be an interval in between another miscarriage, if Yehuda would agree, it'd start over again. So again, Shmamin, here it's a good proof that Yehuda Mikra didn't hold the second lady counts. Only in the Mishnah, L'chumra, to Mechayv, the second Korvin, does he say we skip the second miscarriage, the second Leda, and when she has the third one, we say then she has to keep to bring a second Korvin. Now the Mishnah says, Elu Bevi and Korvin Elu B'Yerid, these are the people that have a chiv to bring a Korvin Elu B'Yerid, mean depending upon how much they could afford, whether it's a Korvin, an animal, or whether it's a mincha, or whether it's a birds, or oifos. Al Shmias Kil, that means you swear false that you do not know the Edis, and then we find out you admit that you yourself know the Edis. So there's a Chiyuv Korban, but it's called the Korban El Yerid. To be Abitis for Sayin, if you make a Shmua Shek, like you swear you'll do something and you don't do it. So Lahora Lahativ, so in those cases also you have a Korban Shmua. And the Korban is El Yerid. Somebody was Tomei and Meshoyim, he went into the base of Migdash or Yet Kodshim. So Zchiyav Korban is Noel of Yerid. Vayeledes, and Isha that gives birth. When it comes to the Tyra, his Korban is called the Korban Noel of Yerid. So Mora says Tanra Bar, learn like this, that Yesh may be Bedalus Vyashiris. Sometimes you bring a Korban. So again, so some cases that you have to bring a Korban Bedalus. The Yashiris, you have to bring both a poor korban and a rich korban. V'yesh mevi bedalus, and sometimes they bring a poor one. V'yesh mevi bedaladalus, and some bring of the poorest. How do you have this? Yeledes nishta gives birth, mevi bedalus. A nishta gives birth, she brings the korban of a poor, and v'yashiris, and of a rich also. The Rashi explains, Asiris means that the kisvoy sira, either a lamb